current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. According to federal statistics, young Americans miss around 51 million hours of school each year due to oral health problems. For about a year now, a philanthropic effort of Delta Dental of Michigan called Brighter Futures has tried to tackle both the health and the educational challenges involved in that situation. In fact, later today, Delta Dental and Brighter Futures will make a major contribution to the Michigan Department of Community Health toward expanding community fluoridation and other programs. And right now we're joined by two guests to talk with us about the state of oral health in Michigan, as well as the Brighter Futures program. Chris Farrell is the Oral Health Program Director for the Michigan Department of Community Health. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
And Serena Gleason is a spokesperson for Delta Dental of Michigan.
Good
Hi, Serena.
Morning. Hello.
Chris Farrell, before we get to Delta Dental's recommendations here, and their contribution, I'm curious, how much interaction is there typically between your agency and health insurers? Is there a lot?
In terms of health insurers, I'm not really a specific health insurers, not that much. But Delta Dental has been a major partner for us for actually over 20 years. Been working with them on a small contract, Developmental Dental Disabilities Treatment Fund, and then we have worked with them on other major partners, Healthy Kids Dental. We've worked on the Panda Project, and then with our own...
What's the Panda Project?
Oh, the Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. That's been over for 20 years. And then with the oral health program itself, we have been very close partners. We work with them on our oral health coalition, a statewide oral health coalition. They're one of our major partners. So the oral health program has been intimately involved with Delta Dental for, like I said, more than 20 years in a variety of topics in a variety of ways.
And Delta is not only making a major contribution here toward fluoridation programs, but you've gone a little further this time and gone so far as to make some policy recommendations. Serena, what are a few of the key ones?
Sure. Well, one thing I want to mention is tooth decay still tops the list as one the number one chronic childhood disease in America today, which is really amazing. And we want to change this. We want to change this. And we think there are some common sense things that can be incorporated within the state to help prevent dental disease and help detect these issues earlier on. So we've identified several areas. One in which has been in the recent news is Healthy Kids Dental. And we would like to see that continued expansion go into all of the counties, the 83 counties here in Michigan.
What's the heart of Healthy Kids Dental?
Essentially, it's a program that gives dental access to Medicaid-eligible children.
Okay.
So it's currently in 75 counties.
78.
Well, 75 and then three more in October, which was just recently passed.
So just about all of them.
Right. Just about. So, you know, the goal is to increase this this program into all of it, the 83 counties.
Well, the governor talks a lot about Healthy Kids Dental and other health folks that you work with, Chris. Your Delta Dental's making a pretty significant contribution today, $272,000. And tell us more about what that's going toward.
Yeah, well, Chris and I were just talking, and this will be the fourth consecutive year that we've provided grant funding, and this is all done through our foundation, the Delta Dental Foundation.
Okay.
And in particular, this grant funding is going towards community water fluoridation, sealant programs in the schools. And then I believe there's a research component as well involved in, but those are the two primary areas. And just to note, water fluoridation and the sealant programs, that's another area that we're going to continue to focus in on from a policy perspective to help increase and continue support for those programs. It's all about increasing access to care and also looking at preventative measures to decrease oral health issues down the road.
Chris Farrell, is access arguably on the short list of challenges regarding health care in Michigan?
Oh, I have a oral health is definitely on a short list. It's
but
a prior-
access to oral health.
Access?
I mean, actually connecting with a dental professional.
Yes, okay. It is very much so on a short list. I have actually a long list of challenges that I am trying to address. The $272,000 does help address some of that access issues. As Serena mentioned, school-based sealant programs are one of the evidence-based dental programs, prevention programs that are identified by the U.S. Preventive Health Services Task Force. So we are trying to provide access to kids to get some preventive services through a sealant programs, through school-based sealant programs, and this money will help us to try to expand. We do not have a lot of money towards oral health from the state, so we do rely on a lot of foundations, private grants and federal grants to help us expand oral health services.
51 million hours of school missed due to oral health problems. And there, granted, there's an awful lot of school kids in this country. That
right.
That still sounds like an awful lot of
hours. It is
hours.
An awful lot.
Who isn't getting adequate dental care, and why not?
It runs across the whole continuum. We are really addressing and trying to go towards prevention, especially the 0 to 5-year-old children, trying to make sure that they have preventive dental care so that they don't have the treatment needs or they need to have, you know, major problems, you know, cavities, root canals, anything with, you know, as we go forward with their life. But then you start get into some of the other populations, even adults here in the state, depending on if they're uninsured, if they are disabled, the elderly, all of them. In fact, you can pretty much go across all across the board, the whole continuum of there are problems with access for everybody to oral health.
There is a noisy, seemingly endless debate over water fluoridation for dental health, and I know the Michigan Dental Association and many professionals support fluoridated water, but that has not stopped some communities, like Heartland Township in Livingston County, right next door to us here, and a number of others from across the country, from dropping it. They claim it's dangerous and or corrosive or wasteful. What's the status of the fluoride wars right now in Michigan?
Actually, I would beg to differ that there's an endless debate. And in my opinion, that war is over. We won that war 65 years ago when we first implemented water fluoridation in Grand Rapids. So over 200 million Americans right now have voted to approve community water fluoridation in their water system. So the debate, it really is over. The science proves it. We have, it's safe, it's healthy, and it provides community water fluoridation provides 20 to 40% reduction in dental caries or cavities. So,
well, the folks in Heartland Township haven't gotten the message, I guess. I mean, they voted 5-2 to stop it.
I was at that committee meeting.
Oh, you were? Okay.
They have some natural fluoridation already in their wells, and so they there was quite a lot of debate, and yes,
so there was a lot of debate as to whether more needed to be added. Was that part of the debate?
That was part of the debate.
Okay. Now, in 2011, I know the federal government did concede that some people may be getting too much fluoride, and like I say, some communities have dropped the amount in their water. How does that figure into this?
I wouldn't say that they were conceded. What has happened over, like I said, 65 years of community water fluoridation, I think it was good government and good public policy that they went back through and looked at whether or not the levels of fluoride that we were getting needed to be remain the same. And so, yes, they have come out with recommendation levels to drop the amount to 0.7 parts per million. But I think you have to remember that our lifestyle has changed. our diet has changed, where we eat has changed, and so we're getting fluoride in a lot of different ways. Could be in our beverages, could be in our foods. So I think it was good public policy to relook at, and where's the science at, where fluoride is in the water, and the recommendation I think is a valid recommendation. I don't think it's a matter of conceding the point. We just want to make sure that people stay healthy and that it's, you know, that remains safe.
Some pro-fluoridation folks maintain that there's junk science involved in this thing. Are you one of those people?
Yes, I believe that we look at the evidence. There are a number of evidence-based scientific studies, and yes, we do go. One of the major sites that we will do use is the CDC. We'll look at the EPA. The World Health Organization is one of the organizations that supports it. There are over 35 major organization, health organizations that continue to support it. And yes, the evidence and the science does support community water fluoridation is safe and healthy.
Chris Farrell, as long as you're here, I have to ask, you worked in the Medicaid policy area before you were appointed to this position in oral health, and I know your boss, Jim Haveman, is testifying on Medicaid expansion at the state capitol. Yep. What's your perspective on the current debate in Michigan as to whether to expand funding?
I think it's I think it's the right thing to do. I just mentioned about access to oral health, and I'm hoping that with the Medicaid expansion that dental care will be part of that Medicaid expansion. Adults definitely need oral health care for speaking, for function, for employment. We all have seen people who have not very nice looking teeth and, you know, what kind of jobs that they can get. I really think that access to oral health care and Medicaid expansion is the right thing to do. It could help reduce health care costs. We have seen a lot of adults using the emergency room for, dental pain, which is really not the appropriate use of an emergency room. Mm-hmm. So we're hopefully that Medicaid expansion will help reduce those kinds of health care costs.
We will find out soon enough. Chris Farrell is the Oral Health Program Director for the Michigan Department of Community Health, and Serena Gleason is a spokesperson for Delta Dental of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.